what looks like it might be a lovely week with temperatures appropriate to this time of year, though that's getting more and more difficult to predict. Anyway, the sun cream is coming on this week. Back in the UK, health experts are saying that children should be putting it on, even when it's cloudy, to reduce the risk of skin cancers later. I wonder how we managed to get from day to day in the past when we ate nuts, lay in the sun, didn't know what a pulse was, and our builders happily shoveled 4 spoons of sugar into their tea. But I'm here to motivate us all to go and enjoy what pleasures are to be found right here, right now. Do I dare tell our lovely friends in Saint-Puy, who put on their delightful Mayfair at the weekend, that serving fish and chips with cold baked beans, it could be so much better if they were hot. Maybe someone else will tell them. So now to this week. We have a choral concert performed by the choir Pays d'Albret on Saturday the 27th at the Église de Saint-Jacques in Condom, in aid of the association Soki Yotenani. If you don't do something, who's going to do it? Roughly translated, because of valuable work that's being undertaken in Benin. The choir calls itself a men's choir, although looking at their publicity photo, I would say that at least 2 of them look like ladies. So, the nearly all-male choir will be presenting a real mix of sung music from French folk, English ballad, Occitan sounds, and sacred music. The concert starts at 8:30, 20:30, cost of entry €10 and free for children. For more information, you can call 01271311. But all over the weekend is corrida time in Vic Fezensac. 3 days of bullfighting, 4 corridas with 4 world-renowned matadors, watched with huge eagerness by the passionate aficionados filling the 7,000 seats in the Plaza de Toro. Of course, it is a double-edged sword, no excuses for the pun, because there's a very strong feeling against the practice. In some quarters, the last few years have seen bans on bullfighting in a lot of places, but not by law. And of course, festivals like this bring loads of revenue for the towns, and the pandemic was an economic catastrophe for so many, so as long as people want to come, and they can, they will. It's a performance ritual that goes back to the 19th century, when Napoleon III imported it from Spain, where they're having the same debates. He brought them into France to please his Andalusian wife. And of course, it's at the center of what is arguably Bizet's most popular opera, Carmen, with probably the best anthem there's ever been. And many people genuinely appreciate the skill, atmosphere, and the fight between man and beast, despite the critics. These days, circus is no longer parade animals, cockfighting went out a long time ago, and even Australia banned dwarf throwing. So maybe it is only a matter of time, especially since Parisian MP Émeric Caron is hoping to present a bill to the National Assembly to ban the practice altogether. However, for those who haven't managed to get tickets or absolutely don't want it, there is a lot of other activity going on outside the arena. It's La Fête at Vic. There'll be music, rugby, artists displaying their wares, dancing, food and drink, and a burlesque show. And that starts on Thursday and continues throughout the weekend, with a kiddies' day on Monday, which is another holiday. I can't keep up. Oh, and there's another kiddie event at Jegger on Saturday afternoon. I'm ending with a musical happening at the Château de Flameron on the 29th. A musical odyssey. There's Romanian Bela Bartok, Spain's Manuel de Falla, the elegance of Johann Sebastian Bach with a modern twist, and the Argentine tango of Pizzaiola, played by Jean Sebastian, very good Christian names, Bossarello on marimba, and the lovely Laura Jolet on violin. €20 to get in, and it starts at 5:30, going on for 90 minutes, which allows you time to have dinner afterwards. Have a great week.